Seven times in John's gospel, Jesus says, "I am." Now pay attention. There might be a quiz. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. And the last one is? Yeah, good for you. You passed, okay? Today is, I am the good shepherd. Each of these I am sayings rely on an Old Testament image of God. But only one describes a human role. Now, Jesus has just had an altercation with the Pharisees who have objected that he healed a blind man on the Sabbath. And this is his response to them. A commentary on the quality of their leadership. Doesn't win him any points with the Pharisees. But it certainly tells us about how he sees his role. And them as well. And there's a message here for us. And we would do well not to miss it, as the Pharisees seem to have done. As we proclaim this gospel today, it could well function as a critique of leadership in the church. But that would leave us out of the picture. That's not what's happening here. Jesus is speaking to you and to me right now in the living context of this liturgy. He speaks of his relationship to us and his relationship to the Father. When he speaks of knowing his sheep, it's about his relationship with us. As he describes the kind of shepherd that he is saying that unlike any other shepherd, he shares the very essence of his life by his willingness to give all on our behalf. Now, it's just 4 weeks since we commemorated that act of love. For the last 3 weeks, we have recalled and relived stories from after the resurrection. Now, we begin to reflect on what that was all about. A God who calls us by name, who knows us, and has let us come to know him and the sound of his voice in Jesus Christ. After Jesus expresses his relationship to us, he then speaks of his relationship with the Father, and that leads us into the very heart of these verses today. As he links his role as shepherd to his relationship to the Father, he shows us that his mission as this good shepherd was not simply to care for the sheep, but to make the sheep like himself by bringing them into his relationship with the Father. This is what he reveals to us today. As we listen to the word, we may not indulge in romantic and sentimental images of a nice, white-robed, long-haired, fair-skinned man patting woolly sheep. We have to ask what it means. We have to move more deeply into what is said, what's offered, and what's promised. We can have the same relationship to the Father that Jesus enjoyed. That's what he says to us today. All it takes is for us to know him, to listen to him, and follow him. He cares for the lost. We care for the lost. He shows mercy, we show mercy. He forgives, he feeds, he waits for us to forgive, and he feeds, and we feed. My friends, we're being offered a relationship with the Father just like the relationship that Jesus experienced, a relationship of hope, of promise, and of trust. God will do for us what God has done for Jesus, because Jesus shared his very essence with us, his life, his body, and his blood, his spirit. Obedient and desiring to do the will of the Father and conforming our life to Jesus Christ restores us to the relationship that we had with God before there was sin and alienation. That's the message and the mission of Jesus Christ. Today, we proclaim by our lives and our faith, it's a mission accomplished. And this is really good news.